This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Today, the federal government is observing the new Juneteenth holiday commemorating the end of slavery. The actual date of the holiday is tomorrow, June 19th. But since it's a Saturday, most federal workers will observe the holiday today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
June 19th, 1865.
The day known as Juneteenth, when slaves in Galveston, Texas learned they were free. President Biden has signed into law a bill making it the 12th federal holiday.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power.
A day the nation remembers what he calls the moral stain of slavery and its capacity to heal.
California residents are being asked to conserve power as that record-shattering heat wave boils a large part of the West and Central Plains. They're warning of dangerous heat across much of California, Nevada, Arizona, and Utah. The Denver Zoo's Mara Davis says they're keeping good watch over the animals and themselves.
We want to provide as clean of a space for the animals as possible. So we will go out and do the work we need to do within reason. If it is dangerous heat, you know, we will make a call.
She talked to KMGH-TV in Denver. The South is going to get some fierce weather today, too. Here's our Mike Hempen.
A tropical storm warning has been issued for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. A potential cyclone could bring heavy rain and flooding to the Gulf Coast on Friday.
One person killed, 12 others injured in drive-by shootings yesterday in three cities west of Phoenix. A suspect's in custody and authorities think he acted alone. No known motive yet. Nearly 3 million people fled their homes last year, says the UN, because of war, violence, and persecution. This is AP News. Carnival says a data breach may have exposed the personal information of those who sailed on its Carnival cruise lines, among others. Here's our Jackie Quinn with the latest on this.
Carnival says it was hacked in March, and cyber intruders may have gotten social security numbers, passport information, dates of birth, home addresses, and health information for its passengers and crew on Carnival, Holland America, and Princess cruise ships. A Carnival spokesman says those affected have been notified. Carnival, which is based in Miami, also divulged it was hit twice last year with ransomware attacks, but did not say if payments were made. I'm Jackie Quinn.
California will stop giving unemployment benefits to those who are not actively looking for work. This starts July 11th, says Governor Gavin Newsom's administration. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.